Chapter 12. And remember them every minute of the day, and tell me directly I drop one. They have had such hairbreadth escapes, haven't they, Unity? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she continued to the parlor maid who was standing at the door. Yes, miss, that they have. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said Unity with round-eyed commiseration. Once 'twas in the lane, that I found one of them, apostrophe, pursued Elfride reflectively. And then 'twas by the gate into 18 acres, apostrophe, Unity chimed in. And then 'twas on the carpet in my own room, apostrophe, rejoined Elfride merrily. And then 'twas dangling on the embroidery of your petticoat, miss. And then 'twas down your back, miss, wasn't it? And oh, what a way you was in, miss, wasn't you, my? Until you found it. Apostrophe, Stephen took Elfride's slight foot upon his hand. One, two, three, and up. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said. Unfortunately not so. He staggered and lifted, and the horse edged round, and Elfride was ultimately deposited upon the ground rather more forcibly than was pleasant. Smith looked all contrition. Never mind, apostrophe, said the vicar encouragingly. Try again. 'Tis a little accomplishment that requires some practice, although it looks so easy. Stand closer to the horse's head, Mr. Smith. Apostrophe, indeed, I shan't let him try again, apostrophe, said she with a microscopic look of indignation. Worm, come here, and help me to mount. Apostrophe, Worm stepped forward, and she was in the saddle in a trice. Then they moved on, going for some distance in silence, the hot air of the valley being occasionally brushed from their faces by a cool breeze, which wound its way along ravines leading up from the sea. I suppose, apostrophe, said Stephen, that a man who can neither sit in the saddle himself, nor help another person into one seems a useless encumbrance. But, Miss Swankert, I'll learn to do it all for your sake. I will, indeed. Apostrophe, apostrophe, what is so unusual in you, apostrophe, she said, in a didactic tone justifiable in a horsewoman's address to a benighted walker, is that your knowledge of certain things should be combined with your ignorance of certain other things. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Stephen lifted his eyes earnestly to hers. You know, apostrophe, he said, it is simply because there are so many other things to be learned in this wide world that I didn't trouble about that particular bit of knowledge. I thought it would be useless to me, but I don't think so now. I will learn writing and all connected with it, because then you would like me better. Do you like me much less for this? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she looked sideways at him with critical meditation tenderly rendered. Do I seem like La Belle Dame sans merci? Apostrophe, apostrophe, she began suddenly, without replying to his question. Fancy yourself saying, Mr. Smith. Satter on my pacing steed, and nothing else saw all day long, for sidelong would she bend, and sing a fairy song, she found me roots of relish sweet, and honey wild, and manna dew. And that's all she did. Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, no, apostrophe, said the young man stilly, and with a rising color. And sure in language strange she said, I love thee true. Apostrophe, apostrophe, not at all, apostrophe, she rejoined quickly. See how I can gallop. Now, pansy, off. Apostrophe, apostrophe, and Elfride started. And Stephen beheld her light figure contracting to the dimensions of a bird as she sank into the distance, her hair flowing. He walked on in the same direction, and for a considerable time could see no signs of her returning. Dull as a flower without the sun, he sat down upon a stone, and not for 15 minutes was any sound of horse or rider to be heard. Then Elfride and Pansy appeared on the hill in a round trot. Such a delightful scamper as we have had. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said, her face flushed and her eyes sparkling. She turned the horse's head, Stephen arose, and they went on again. Well, what have you to say to me, Mr. Smith, after my long absence? apostrophe apostrophe, do you remember a question you could not exactly answer last night, whether I was more to you than anybody else? Apostrophe apostrophe, said he. I cannot exactly answer now either. Apostrophe apostrophe, why can't you? Apostrophe apostrophe, because I don't know if I am more to you than anyone else. Apostrophe apostrophe, yes, indeed, you are. Apostrophe apostrophe, he exclaimed in a voice of intensest appreciation, at the same time gliding round and looking into her face. Eyes in eyes, apostrophe, he murmured playfully, and she blushingly obeyed, looking back into his. And why not lips on lips? Apostrophe apostrophe, continued Stephen daringly. No, certainly not. Anybody might look, and it would be the death of me. You may kiss my hand if you like. Apostrophe, he expressed by a look, that to kiss a hand through a glove, and that a riding glove, was not a great treat under the circumstances. There, then, I'll take my glove off. Isn't it a pretty white hand? Ah, you don't want to kiss it, and you shall not now. Apostrophe, if I do not, may I never kiss again, you severe Elfride. You know I think more of you than I can tell, that you are my queen. I would die for you, Elfride. Apostrophe apostrophe, a rapid red again filled her cheeks, and she looked at him meditatively. What a proud moment it was for Elfride then. She was ruling a heart with absolute despotism for the first time in her life. Stephen stealthily pounced upon her hand. No, I won't, I won't. Apostrophe apostrophe, she said intractably, and you shouldn't take me by surprise. Apostrophe apostrophe, there ensued a mild form of tussle for absolute possession of the much coveted hand, in which the boisterousness of boy and girl was far more prominent than the dignity of man and woman. Then Pansy became restless. Elfride recovered her position and remembered herself. You make me behave in not a nice way at all. Apostrophe apostrophe, she exclaimed, in a tone neither of pleasure nor anger, but partaking of both. I ought not to have allowed such a romp. We are too old now for that sort of thing. Apostrophe apostrophe, I hope you don't think me too much of a creeping round sort of man. Apostrophe, said he in a penitent tone, conscious that he too had lost a little dignity by the proceeding. You are too familiar, and I can't have it. Considering the shortness of the time we have known each other, Mr. Smith, you take too much upon you. You think I am a country girl, and it doesn't matter how you behave to me. Apostrophe apostrophe, I assure you, Miss Swankert, that I had no idea of freak in my mind. I wanted to imprint a sweet serious kiss upon your hand, and that's all. Apostrophe apostrophe, now, that's creeping round again. And you mustn't look into my eyes so, apostrophe, she said, shaking her head at him, and trotting on a few paces in advance. Thus she led the way out of the lane, and across some fields, in the direction of the cliffs. At the boundary of the fields nearest the sea she expressed a wish to dismount. The horse was tied to a post, and they both followed an irregular path, which ultimately terminated upon a flat ledge passing round the face of the huge blue-black rock at a height about midway between the sea and the topmost verge. There, far beneath and before them, lay the everlasting stretch of ocean. There, upon detached rocks, were the white screaming gulls, seeming ever intending to settle, and yet always passing on. Right and left ranked the toothed and zigzag line of storm-torn heights, forming the series which culminated in the one beneath their feet. Behind the youth and maiden was a tempting alcove and seat, formed naturally in the beetling mass, and wide enough to admit two or three persons. Elfride sat down, and Stephen sat beside her. I am afraid it is hardly proper of us to be here either, apostrophe, she said half-inquiringly. We have not known each other long enough for this kind of thing, have we? Apostrophe apostrophe, oh yes, apostrophe, he replied judicially. Quite long enough. Apostrophe, how do you know? Apostrophe apostrophe, it is not length of time, but the manner in which our minutes beat, that makes enough, or not enough in our acquaintanceship. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, I see that. But I wish Papa suspected, or knew what a very new thing I am doing. He does not think of it at all. Apostrophe, darling Elfie, I wish we could be married. It is wrong for me to say it, I know it is before you know more, but I wish we might be, all the same. Do you love me deeply, deeply? Apostrophe, no. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she said in a fluster. At this point-blank denial, Stephen turned his face away decisively, and preserved an ominous silence, the only objects of interest on Earth for him being apparently the 80 seabirds circling in the air afar off. I didn't mean to stop you quite, apostrophe she faltered with some alarm, and seeing that he still remained silent, she added more anxiously, if you say that again, perhaps, I will not be quite so obstinate, if you don't like me to be. Apostrophe apostrophe, oh, my Elfride. Apostrophe apostrophe, he exclaimed, and kissed her. It was Elfride's first kiss. And so awkward, and unused was she, full of striving no relenting. There was none of those apparent struggles to get out of the trap which only results in getting further in. No final attitude of receptivity. No easy close of shoulder to shoulder, hand upon hand, face upon face, and, in spite of coyness, the lips in the right place at the supreme moment. That graceful though apparently accidental falling into position, which many have noticed as precipitating the end and making sweethearts the sweeter, was not here. Why? Because experience was absent. A woman must have had many kisses before she kisses well. In fact, the art of tendering the lips for these amatory salutes follows the principles laid down in treatises on legerdemain for performing the trick called forcing a card. The card is to be shifted nimbly, withdrawn, etched under, and withal not to be offered till the moment the unsuspecting person's hand reaches the pack. This forcing to be done so modestly, and yet so coaxingly, that the person trifled with imagines he is really choosing what is in fact thrust into his hand. Well, there were no such facilities now, and Stephen was conscious of it first with a momentary regret that his kiss should be spoilt by her confused receipt of it, and then with the pleasant perception that her awkwardness was her charm. And you do care for me and love me? Apostrophe apostrophe said he. Yes. Apostrophe apostrophe, very much. Apostrophe apostrophe, yes. Apostrophe apostrophe, and I mustn't ask you if you'll wait for me and be my wife someday? Apostrophe apostrophe, why not? Apostrophe apostrophe, she said naively. There is a reason why, my Elfride. Apostrophe apostrophe, not anyone that I know of. Apostrophe apostrophe, suppose there is something connected with me which makes it almost impossible for you to agree to be my wife, or for your father to countenance such an idea. Apostrophe apostrophe, nothing shall make me cease to love you. No blemish can be found upon your personal nature. That is pure and generous, I know, and having that, how can I be cold to you? Apostrophe apostrophe, and shall nothing else affect us, shall nothing beyond my nature be a part of my quality in your eyes, Elfie? Apostrophe apostrophe, nothing whatever, apostrophe she said with a breath of relief. Is that all? Some outside circumstance? What do I care? Apostrophe, you can hardly judge, dear, till you know what has to be judged. For that, we will stop till we get home. I believe in you, but I cannot feel bright. Apostrophe apostrophe, love is new and fresh to us as the dew, and we are together. As the lover's world goes, this is a great deal. Stephen, I fancy I see the difference between me and you, between men and women generally, perhaps. I am content to build happiness on any accidental basis that may lie near at hand. You are for making a world to suit your happiness. Apostrophe apostrophe, Elfride, you sometimes say things which make you seem suddenly to become 5 years older than you are, or than I am, and that remark is one. I couldn't think so old as that, try how I might. And no lover has ever kissed you before? Never. " I knew that. You were so amused. You ride well, but you don't kiss nicely at all. And I was told once, by my friend Knight, that that is an excellent fault in woman. " Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.